This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL fans, it's time to unwrap nonstop football action. This holiday season, throw down on big matchups with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on the NFL and score $150 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook now with code Richard. New customers can bet just $5 on NFL action to score $150 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code Richard. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, licensee partner Golden Nugget Lake Charles, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football. Terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
The Volume.
You fall for these jokes. Don't
Super Bowl championship. That should always be the expectation.
I ain't mad at you. Go ahead.
Welcome back to the Richard Sherman Podcast. We got a very special guest, one of the best corners in the National Football League right now and in the history of the National Football League, Stephon Gilmore. Appreciate you joining me, brother.
And appreciate you for having me, bro.
Bro, like I was just telling you, I was at the Eagles-Seahawks game. And I don't know. I do not know.
Yeah.
Defensively. They got something off offensively. It looked like they were scared to put the ball in Jalen's hands and just let it go. You know, they didn't start throwing it deep and taking shots till the end. How you feeling though?
I think it was a good game. I watched every part of that game. Obviously, you know, it's hard to play in Seattle. Those fans get going. You know, Pete Carroll, he get those guys playing extremely hard, you know, so. In Philly, you know, they trying to – I think they lost four in a row. They were trying to get their mojo back. So, you know, we kind of needed them to lose so we can get back on the right track and get going ourselves.
Yeah, and they did it. Y'all back where y'all needed to be. They gave y'all mulligan for sure. Last week they said a lot of y'all had the stomach bug. You know, was they sabotage y'all in Buffalo? What they got going?
Man, I don't know what. It was – early in the right after the Philly game, I had like the flu. I had like a 103 fever.
Oh.
And Brandon got it. And then, you know, a couple people on the team had it. So we was hurting, you know, but I think we got back healthy at the right time, like later on in the weekend. Was able to play in the game Sunday. But as you know, the flu ain't no joke.
Not joke at all. Yeah. No joke at all. It's that time of the year. I mean, that's what they saying Jalen had. I mean, a couple of the Seahawks. Hey, it seems like everybody getting it. At least y'all in the middle of the country. Because y'all ain't got to take no 6-hour flights nowhere. It's like three here, you know what I mean? Two that way.
Yeah. Nah, it's love. Like you say, Dallas is love. You know, it's a great place to be. You can get anywhere. The family love it. So it's a good spot.
Talk about you getting there and the journey to get to Dallas, because obviously you were with Indy and, you know, Dallas comes and trades for you. You get to play for Dan Quinn. Walk me through that process.
Last year in Indy, I just kind of sat down with my family and just like, man, I'm getting older. I'm going to year 12. I want to go somewhere where, you know, great for the family to live in. And somewhere that I can end it and we can have a shot for the end goal, and that's getting to the Super Bowl. So, and I felt like Dallas, you know, was a great spot to be. I already had a great team. Just needed someone like myself to come in and just give it an extra boost. So, talk to guys like you, you know, under like Dan Quinn, played with him and, you know, said great things about him. And I already, you know, was cool with Trayvon and a couple of Michael and a couple of guys on the team I was cool with. So it was like a no brainer for me.
Did I lie to you? How's DQ?
Nah, DQ, man, he's so cool, man. He positive all the time, man. I see why guys play extremely hard for him. And I just like how you just let guys just play, you know, it's, you don't really got to think much, just play. And get the job done.
I mean, and DQ has been great, I got, you know, nothing but respect and regard for him. But talk about Al Harris, too, because Al's had a huge impact, it seems like, on that secondary and everything you guys have been able to do.
Yeah, Al, he's been great. I mean, I'm in year 12, and he done taught me stuff that I didn't really know as far as coming in here. And he's just, you know, he always getting you to try to make plays on the ball. You know, he's not really coaching scheme. He wants you to make plays, and he's big on reading three-step. He's big on getting your reads on three-step and pedaling and things like that. So he's helped me out a lot, especially in off coverage. You know, me, I like to get up there and get hands-on and run with guys. You know, when they get us in them tight splits. You know, we already like that. So, but he done helped me out tremendously. You know, getting my reads and three step, trying to get a beat on the ball. So, he's a great coach. I think he helped, like, even Deron Bland, Trayvon developing to some great corners. And you know, he's played the game for a long time, so it's kind of easy for him to explain things a little bit. So, he's been a great coach. And yeah, I think he's one of the best secondary coaches in the league for sure.
No question. That's what it appears. I mean, ever since he's come there, Trayvon has had career years. Deron leading the league in picks. I mean, you've been defensive player of the year. You've been who you are. So, you know, there's only so much he could do for you. But I'm sure, like you just said, he helped get you better. Talk about how your role changed from what you thought it would be once Trayvon went out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Me and Trey was, obviously, we came in, like, go play left and right. He used to go lock whoever coming outside down. And, you know, when he went down, I think he went down in practice during the one-on-ones. You know, he's very competitive. He's he took, like, 3-4 reps in a row. And just, you know, he didn't come out. He's the guy that go in one-on-ones and just take, okay, he got this guy this the first time. He got this guy to say, like, he don't want nobody to get no reps.
Sheesh.
And you know, he came down. But my role has really changed after that, really just really taking on that leadership role, just trying to be that number one guy, come in and, you know, make more impactful plays. Because, you know, before they could, I think they would go out, they had to pick one side to go to. And I think early the first game, they kind of came at me a little bit. And I made them pay. I had a pick and had a couple of pass breakups. But, you know, my role has definitely changed a lot. And just trying to get even the young guys ready each week, you know, just trying to get them to have a short-term memory, reset each week, try to prove yourself each week. So it definitely changed a lot.
Okay, football season is finally here. And here's one thing every fan should know. You can get anything you need for game day delivered with Uber Eats. Well, almost anything. Because no, you can't get your dream running back for your fantasy team delivered with Uber Eats. But flapjacks, baby back ribs, and a cold six pack? Yeah, you can definitely get those. Great pass protection? That's a no. Great pizza selection from your favorite places? Yes. Championship defense? No. Deodorant? Yep. A well-executed fake punt? No. Delicious fresh produce? Yes. Game-clinching turnovers? No. But pastry turnovers? You know, the kind with delicious apple filling? Oh, yeah. Because that's groceries. And get those delivered with Uber Eats, too, along with food from your favorite restaurants and other essentials. And the best part? You can get it all without missing a second of action on your TV. So this football season, stay planted on your couch and get anything, well, almost anything you need for game day by ordering on the Uber Eats app. Uber Eats, the official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. Alcohol in selected markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details. Has there ever been a time you've been injured in an accident, and not only were you in physical pain, but there were stress, headaches, and problems that followed? Do you wish you had hired an attorney? If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Playing corner in the NFL is hard. Submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan is easy. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm with over 100 offices nationwide and more than 800 lawyers. With over $15 billion recovered for over 300,000 clients, Morgan & Morgan has a proven track record of fighting to get you full and fair compensation. Morgan & Morgan has been fighting for the people for over 35 years. Submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan is so easy. If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Their fee is free unless you win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/Sherman or dial pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. That's forthepeople.com/Sherman or pound law. That's pound 529 from your cell phone. This is a paid advertisement.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Bro, I feel like it's crazy because they always say this, oh, they're like, oh, he's old. He's old. Like, bro, what did the tape say? What does the tape say?
Yeah.
And it started when you guys were in Dallas playing DK Metcalf and the Seahawks, and Deron was struggling a bit in the first half. And you took the opportunity upon yourself or your conversations with Al and DQ, and you went and did what you've done majority of your career, and you went and got the number one receiver, mm-hmm. and you cut the water off for the rest of the game. I don't know if DK had another catch in that game. I think they targeted him once, and he almost pulled you down because you look like you lined that one up.
Yeah.
But then you get the next game. I think y'all got Philly, and they say AJ called you old. I say, oh, all right now. All right.
Yeah.
Talk me through that, because I say it's on certain people you just leave alone.
Yeah. I think, they say you old, but just turn the tape on. I'm still running with guys. I'm still covering guys, no matter who it is. And I think that was just a great opportunity for me to be on, get on deck, DK, and, you know, limit, really shut him down in the second half. And then the following week, I said, this is a great opportunity for me to line up on AJ, you know, and show the world, you know, that I still got it. That, I mean, he's supposed to be one of the top guys in the league. So, you know, if I play great against him, then what you going to say now? So, and I was just ready for that moment. You know, been ready for that moment my whole career, just playing against top guys. And that's what I do. I've been doing it my whole life, and I embrace it. And it just get me going. Sometimes I get bored on one side because they can kind of go away from you. But when you know you're covering the best guy, you're going to get the action. And I embrace that moment each and every week.
And it looks like it. And you look like you take pride in it. Michael Parsons went out of his way to give you a lot of praise about teaching him how to be a pro, teaching him how to watch film, and just teaching him consistency in your effort and your routine. Talk about your relationship with him.
He's great. He's very he's gifted. You know, he's super gifted, but I think he got so much more room to grow. I think if he take things, a little bit more serious as far as like his diet, and put little things into his weight room routine and things like that. He's already probably one of the greatest, youngest players ever to play the game. But I think just trying to teach him the little things, like as far as film study, taking the weight room extra serious, just to give him that extra boost. Because like I said before, he's special, man. I don't think I ever seen nothing like him while I've been playing. He's a special player.
Yeah, I mean, it, every time they put two on him, three on him, he's still finding a way. I mean, I saw him go on it was a two-man rush, and he got a sack. I said, y'all need to be ashamed of yourselves.
It's crazy because I swear in training camp, just going against the offense, he just wrecked the whole practice. He's a special player. I just hope he can, just stay hungry and get better throughout his career.
Dak has been on a tear. Obviously, he struggled this last week against Buffalo, but before then, he had been on a tear, leading the league in a lot of categories, completion percentage, he's up there, touchdowns, yards. Talk about how he's looked throughout the season to you and because you've obviously been an opponent, but you've never been his teammate. And talk about how he is as a teammate.
I think he's a great teammate. He's funny. He talks to all his teammates. I think this year he's just playing with a lot of confidence. That's one thing that really stick out to me with him. He's letting it fly. He's not thinking. CD's having a great year. Ferg is having a great year. I think the offensive line is blocking pretty well. And my boy Brandon Cooks, he's coming along also, helping him out too. So I think he's just letting it sling, and it's fun to watch, because he gets a lot of, stuff thrown at him each week, and he's just going out there and improving it each and every week. And I think, he just got to, it's getting that time of the year where we got to really step up and start playing our best football at this time of the year.
No question. That's what it's going to come down to. CD, obviously, on this show with Undisputed with Skip, you got to argue every day. And he was sitting there talking about CD. And I said he was a fringe one because at the time he was getting 50 yards a game or so. And then ever since then, that man had been on a tear.
I think you got him right.
Woke him up, Gilly.
Yeah.
That boy getting 12 targets a game, eating every week, 150, 190, 180. Yeah. I said, goodness. Talk about his game, because he seemed like, he's found his niche. He's found his role. He's found his space. But he and Dak's connection is just crazy right now.
Yeah, it's crazy because I played against him last year, but he was mostly in the slot. But I didn't know he was that good until I actually was on the team with him. Just seeing how he moved, how elusive he is in his routes. And I think with him and Dak's connection, it's making him even more better. And I think this year he's really taking on that role where he want to be great, and I don't know, last year I think he did want to be great, but I think this year he wants the ball. He want to impact the game in a positive way each and every play, and he's showing that. And I think for sure he's the number one receiver, and he's proving that each and every week.
No, he's dang sure proving it this year. He improved it week after week after week. He said, hey, you got it.
Yeah, he's bigger. He got great hands. He can go outside, inside. He's better. Like I say, his release game is nice. That's one thing that stick out to me with him. And like I say, he embraced. He want the ball every. you want those guys on your team. So he's been a great player this year.
Talk about, because you've been with the Patriots, you were with Buffalo to start your career, you were with the Colts last year. In terms of organization, it seems like Dallas Cowboys do everything pretty first class, Is this one of the best organizations you've been a part of?
For sure. I mean, it's a top-notch organization in the world. You know, they do everything first class. You know, it's great fans. The stadium is crazy. It's always packed out. I don't think we lost at home. That's for a reason. It's a great place, you know. Obviously, being in New England was a great place too. Just up there with it. And, you know, it's everybody loves the Cowboys. You either love them or hate them. So, and it's a lot of people that love them. So it's a great organization for sure.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you're one of the few players, one of the few corners for sure, that have ever won Defensive Player of the Year, and you did it with a fantastic season. What are you thinking of Deron Bland? Obviously, things have kind of shifted a little bit this season for him, but still leading the league in interceptions, broke the record for pick sixes. Seems like, I mean, an up-and-coming, like, breakout player, and his technique is sound. Like, the way he's breaking on these outs, the way he broke on the out in the game in Seattle, I mean – versus Seattle and Dallas. I mean, he stemmed him, went with the stem, broke it, took it. I said, goodness, teach me.
Yeah. He's super quiet. He's focused. He's you know, he's even keel. He never get too high, never get too low. And I think he wants it. You know, he, for a young player like him, only in his second year, he act like he in year five or six, you know, and it really shows on the way he plays. I think, I don't know if people know, but I think he went to Sac State when he came out, no offers. And then, you know, went to Fresno for 1 year, had an okay season, you know, going to fifth round. You know, he always had to, you know, grind, get it out the mud, they'll say. So, you know, anytime he step on the field, I think he has that where he got to prove himself, and he's going to make plays no matter what, because he's been that guy that had to sit behind guys and things like that. So, and he embraces, you know, just making plays on the field. But I think he's going to have a great career just because it's his mentality, you know, the way he comes to work. And, you know, he's been, I mean, his name is already in the history books. He had six picks last year.
Right.
It, and he got eight this year, nine this year. So he keep that up. He'll be in the 60 club.
Speaking of that, you fifth right now amongst active players. Could you name who in front of you?
I say Pat P, probably one of them.
Yeah.
Look, Tyron Matthews.
Yeah.
Look.
It's all the old guys.
Slay?
No.
Slay or not?
No. You got Slay.
Who else in the league that's older?
Only a couple. No more corners. Safeties.
Harrison Smith?
Yep.
No? Yeah, Harrison Smith. Who else? Another safety?
Yep. And this one's going to elude you because you're not going to even be thinking about this dude because he got a lot of them, but people don't know it.
Dang, an older guy. I should know this, but we the last people standing.
and Pat trying to catch me, trying to catch my 37 before he go. I said, come on. Hold on.
Hey, I don't know this one.
Tayshawn Gibson.
For real?
Yep. Gip got 33.
Wow. I got to get right. I got to end strong.
You got to finish strong. Come on, Gilly. Got to get a couple.
I got to jump me an hour out.
Right. Hey, like your boy.
Yeah.
That boy, the king of it right now. What advice? You know what I mean? Like you said, you're in year 12, then played a lot of good ball. You're a great dad. You're a great teammate. What advice would you give young Gilmore coming out of South Carolina, coming into the league?
I just think just coming to the league, just to, it's not always going to be great. It's not always going to be easy. Just work on something each day. Try to get better each day. And if you don't do so well, you know, learn from it, put it behind you. If you do great, don't get the big head and put it behind you too. So, and always stay hungry. That's one thing that I tell my younger self. And I think you do that, you know, you set yourself up for success.
And tell me how your kids doing. You know, every time I try to catch them on social media, they always look like they're eating.
Yeah, they good. You know, they in sports. My son, you know, he's you know, for Christmas, he asked me to give him some pads and a helmet. And he wanted to start playing tackle already. And I told him, just relax a little bit. Not yet. And my daughter, she's good. She's playing tennis. She's enjoying Dallas, enjoying school. So my youngest, he's 2 years old. Story, he's, you know, being a 2-year-old. And,
right.
They great, man. Just trying to, you know, be a great, you know, father to him and teach him the right way. Because it's definitely easy growing up in this world today. So just trying to teach him as much as I can.
Well, you're doing a great job. Yeah, y'all setting down roots in Dallas. All I keep hearing is you saying positive stuff about Dallas now. Yeah.
Nah, it's nice. It's nice. I mean, the sports here is crazy. The schools here, the high schools here look like colleges. So it's crazy, and the weather's great. It don't get too cold. And like you say, it's in the middle of everywhere. You can get anywhere from Dallas. So it's definitely a place that I might, you know, make home. So
hey, that ain't a bad spot. And I don't think they're going to let you go nowhere anytime soon the way you playing. So, but I ain't going to take much more of your off day. If you got any questions for me, I'm happy to answer them, brother. But you got my number here anytime you need me.
Appreciate you, bro. Nah, it's always good. I see you on TV. I'm like, man, like, you make me feel super old when I see you on TV talking with him and stuff. So, man, I'm like, you doing your thing. You been successful on the field. You was successful on the field. Hall of Famer.
Appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? So, now you're successful off the field. Good to see, man. So,
I'm trying my best, brother. I'm trying to hold it down. Hey, you keep holding it down. I'm living through you and Slay. I promise you. I'll be telling you, don't call them old. I ain't going to let you call them old when I'm on TV. These boys are strapping.
Yeah. Appreciate it, man. It's always good catching up with you, man, because, like I say, man, we was different personalities a little bit, but, you know, we had the same results.
Yes, sir. Except you got that D player of the year, baby. You got that on your mantle.
So, you got all pros, you know. Pro Bowls, you got a wrong. So Super Bowl should have had another one. But
ain't going to talk about the one when Mahomes took us behind the woodshed in the last 7 minutes. Goodness. Yeah. So, well, I appreciate you, brother.
For sure, man. Nice seeing you, bro.
Nice seeing you, too. Give my love to the family.
All right, you too. All right, brother.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.